Katrina McLean joins us on Sports Byline USA. She's being inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, and deservedly so, because she played on three United States Olympic teams, winning gold twice and a bronze medal. Also played on three U.S. World Championship teams, and of course had an outstanding college career at the University of Georgia. You know, when people go into Hall of Fames, Katrina, it means different things to different players. What about you when you found out you were going in?
Wow. I was so excited because I think, well, I had a couple of people that already knew before I actually knew about it. And so they were calling me and congratulating me. And I was like, for what? You know, and they were saying for being nominated. And I just thought that that was such a great honor, you know, just to be recognized and nominated with such a great class.
Also, does it mean a little bit more because you are a woman who played the game of basketball so proficiently? I mean, a lot of people, when it comes to basketball, I think they probably think of men. But when you're able to be such a standout player to the degree that you're going into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame with other great names as well, I would think that that would have a little more meaning to you.
Yeah, it really does because, you know, especially since growing up, you know, the only idols that I had, you know, growing up was like Julius Erving, and they were the men. And Julius Erving, Dr. J, was the only one I really liked and knew and thought he was such a great player. And those were the role models that we had as women, you know. And then other than just going overseas to play basketball because we didn't have a professional team here. So it means a whole lot to actually make that impact here, right here in the States, to be recognized among the greats, you know, as one going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Take me back to where basketball came into your life, because I know you were born in Charleston, South Carolina, beautiful city, one of my favorite cities down there. But it is the Deep South, and they have some very set attitudes about women, and I would particularly think maybe in sports.
Yeah, I think, but you know, growing up, I didn't really recognize it or didn't really, I don't know, I guess because I was so into just playing ball. And I guess the only thing I really recognized was that I was the only woman that actually played. So one of the girls growing up and playing with guys all the time, you know, it was usually just me and maybe one other girl. So I played baseball with the guys. I played football. And I mean, we were just right outside in front of the house on the street, just playing ball. And up until it was time for me to come in. So that was the only thing I knew, was like, hey, I just wanted to play, and the guys loved me. I was always the first one to get picked, so I was excited to play, and it was exciting. But for me, it was always, I was the only girl, so it wasn't, for me, it just wasn't known.
When did you know that you had gotten their respect? In other words, the boys, when you were playing with them or against them?
Well, I guess as soon as I was the first one to get picked. It was like, you know, the two guys had to pick. I was always the first one to get picked out of all the guys. It was me. I was the only girl. That was when I was like, okay, I might be pretty good. But I just loved the game so much. It didn't really bother me how good I was. I just knew, you know, I developed a competitiveness to want to win all the time and just want to play.
Also, did your game toughen up because you played against the boys when you were young?
I think so. I think it had a lot to do with that. And then I think family structure, just having my family support, and my brothers and my sister, they were always, you know, they played sports and they were involved. And my mom took so much time because my dad was always working, and, you know, they were always supporting us and everything that we've done. I think that that helped us with our confidence. So, and I just think just playing with the guys, man, it just made us tougher. Yeah, always.
I really think, Katrina, that one of the great scenes in sports is that summer game that you find on the blacktop, where you've got, you know, 10 players on the court, and they're out there playing the basketball game, the playground game. Those games are special, and what is it that makes them so special?
The competitiveness. I think the drive that, you know, the athletes then or the players then, the only thing that we wanted to do was play. Just play ball and just have fun. And, you know, we talk trash and all that, and you hear all the hooping and hollering, and it's such fun. But then, you know, I just think today, when you look at today's games, it's so different. I think the focus and the heart is so different. You know, I think it's more towards, oh, give me the camera, let the camera come on me, whereas we didn't have it back then, so we didn't care about it. You know, it was just straight play and just wanted to have fun.
Why did you end up at the University of Georgia?
Oh, man, because I went to the summer camps then, and I got to know everybody, because I was a pretty much a big introvert, and Coach Landers and, you know, the players, they made me feel so welcome and comfortable. So, you know, and I love Coach Landers. He was great. And one of the things he said to me was, you know, if you want it easy, don't come to Georgia. And I was like, wait a minute, are you crazy? You know, yes, I want it easy. Every player wants it easy. But at the same time, he was honest with me and pretty direct. And like I said, I got to know the players. They were pretty good and pretty nice and made me feel comfortable.
You know, when I take a look at women's basketball and the way it's evolved, and I think of obviously the University of Tennessee, then you got Connecticut, you got Stanford, Notre Dame has come on strong as well. Duke even as well. What was the turning point for women's basketball, Katrina? Where did it get its launching point?
That's a good question. That's a pretty good question. I think because back in, you know, they had different eras at different times. You had La Tech was so big at one time. Then you had USC, Southern Cal. Then you had, of course, Georgia, Tennessee, competitiveness because we were always rivals and going at each other. So, you had, you know, the SEC was huge in women's basketball. You know, now, of course, later on you bring in, you have the Connecticuts and the Dukes. And, you know, it's just kind of interesting to see how everybody is kind of, you know, the domino effect and just kind of how different eras bring on different teams.
I was talking to Michael Cooper, the great Laker, and of course, as you know, he coached in the WNBA, the LA Sparks, and I have heard this before, even with Gino Auriemma and others like that. They have all told me that the women are more coachable than the men. And I thought about it for a second, and I smiled because I believe that. I think that they listen better than the men do. What is it about women that they understand the team concept better than maybe the men do?
Well, I think a big part of it is because we don't have the gift and we're not as gifted and talented as they are. You know, we don't have the strength, the body strength that they have to actually work over the above the rim, with the exception of Brittany Griner, of course, who's actually changed the game, I think. But you know, we don't have that above the rim sort of play, and I think that's kind of make a difference, you know, so we know we have to work harder and we're really aggressive, but with what we have, we kind of use what we have, and we know that, you know, we still can stand some instruction no matter how good we get.
But you know, when I think about you, I think about Dawn Staley, again, a Hall of Fame basketball player. I think about Jennifer Azey. I think of others like that, and you can even go down the list from those that came from a different generation. They were all players that were very, very capable, and I thought it really did a disservice to kind of downgrade their talent just because they didn't dunk the basketball.
Right. Yeah, I mean, definitely that's not the only thing in a game. You know, I think what makes a game exciting is just your aggressiveness, I think. The speed, of course, that all adds to the, you know, the fun of it. You know, the fun of the game is not so much as dunking the ball. That makes it, of course, it's exciting when you watch the guys do it, yeah, because they're way above the rim. But at the same time, for the women's game, I think the speed is important. You know, the aggressiveness is important, and the excitement, you know, that we have, you know, within our hearts.
I mentioned about you playing on three United States Olympic teams. You won gold in Seoul in 88. You won bronze at Barcelona in 92 and gold again in 1996. And when you think about the international game and going against the international competition, what is the difference between the game that we play in this country, whether it be men's or women's, and the international game? What's the biggest adjustment, Katrina?
The biggest thing is before the international play was really big on having the bigger players, but they weren't as fast. So we've always been able to just kind of beat them up and down the court. Whereas today, the coaches are pretty much smart now, and they're getting, you know, they're understanding that in order to beat the American team, we're going to have to be able to run with them, you know, because we've always had speed. So that's something that they're doing now. Their big girls are actually more of shooters. They're great three-point shooters, which kind of pose a problem for our big girls because we're pretty much inside. You know, so they're also learning that they actually recruit players that are big in size, that could shoot the ball, and that can run. And that's been the biggest adjustment for the international game.
Katrina McLean is with us, inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, a member of 11 U.S. national teams. I really think that 1992 was kind of a watershed moment for women's international basketball, because after winning the gold medal in Seoul in 1988, the United States only came away with the bronze in 1992. And I know then in 96 down in Atlanta, Tara Vanderveer took over that team, took a year off from Stanford, and it was almost like they said, never again. It's not going to happen. What did you guys learn in 92 about the way the game was played by women around the world?
Well, you just can't underestimate these girls. Those girls overseas, especially Russia. Russia was a team that, you know, no matter what happened, their coaches were very much skilled in understanding the game, and we just can't take them for granted, you know. And I think the one time that we did, you know, we kind of, it messed us up, you know, and got beat for it. So in 96, of course, when we had to get together the whole year, was something that I know I didn't really want to do, you know, as far as being together the whole year, because it was something we never had done. But it was definitely worth it. You know, we worked really hard. We became as family, and it kind of brought everybody together, and we worked really hard, and it paid off at the end.
Yeah, I believe that it was a realization that, hey, we just can't throw together a talented individuals, put them together on a team, and over maybe 6 or 8 weeks before the Olympics, trot them out as our national team. We have got to develop that on-floor chemistry. And that was what happened. When I watched you guys in Atlanta in 1996, I thought to myself, this is a team, not a group of individuals that are very talented happening to wear the same uniform.
Exactly.
What was it like for you in Atlanta to win that gold medal in the United States?
Oh, it was a very special moment. I mean, we were so overjoyed, you know, the fact that we were home and playing before our family and friends, that made it so much more better. I mean, we were all just, you know, we were all tired from the whole year of traveling together and seeing each other every day. And it was such a long year, but we were so excited when that moment actually came and we were home doing it. And just to take home the goal made it so special for all of us.
And I would think that fear is a very interesting motivational factor. You do not want to not win the gold medal when you're playing in your home country, do you?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Oh, no, we had to bring that goal home no matter what.
Katrina, when you look at the development of women's basketball over the decades, and I think most people would agree that Title IX was very influential in helping that development come along, what have been some of the road signs, some of the road posts along the way that have helped the women's game develop as it has?
I think I just think it's given us the opportunity to actually give us more national recognition, to get more exposure, because before we were overseas and playing there, whereas now we're getting more professional leagues like the WNBA, the ABL before, of course, and these kind of opened up. It just opened up more opportunities for the women to actually play here in the States and to showcase our gifts right here in the States.
Was it hard for you to walk off the court almost in a sense and not be a competitive player?
I guess in the beginning it kind of sort of was, but I always said, you know, if I was kind of injured or so, or if I was, you know, if I didn't love the game anymore, it was time to really let it go. But no, it wasn't bad. I guess the changes that I have now in my life is just such that it's kind of overwhelming. So, you know, I miss basketball, but I don't.
In about 40 seconds, you played in Japan, Italy, Spain, and Turkey. When you think back on that international experience, what memories do you have?
Oh, man, learning the language, eating the food, just kind of having fun with my teammates and just learning the different languages and really embracing the other cultures out there.
Katrina, I want to compliment you on your outstanding career. I remember when I was broadcasting the ABL games, how much I enjoyed watching you play on the floor. And the one thing I was always struck by was your passion and your love. It came through the way you played the game. So, again, congratulations on being inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. It is well-deserved. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Katrina McLean joining us on Sports Byline. Again, she was a member of 11 U.S. basketball teams. She played on 3 United States Olympic teams. She won gold twice and bronze once, and also played on 3 U.S. World Championship teams as well. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.